now. Okay, so the next Rambam is the Rambam in the end of Afloh in Hilchas Erchon V'Charamin. So it's in Perik Ches Aloh Yud Beis. Afal Pishek Deja V'Charam V'Erchon Mitzvahs. V'Roy Lo Lodim Lahanigat Moy B'Dvorim Eilu K'dei Lokavis Yitzroy. So Ekdeshas and Charam are A, a mitzvah. B, they're also good for you because they contain your Yetzihara. They sort of suppress Yetzihara. People like to keep things, objects, and when you give and you donate, you're really doing something. Hi, Alex. You're really doing something good. Afal Pikein, Im Loi Hikdish V'Loi Herach V'Loi Hechrim. You're not even aware if you don't do it. So these are the type of inyanim where it's positive if you do it, but there's no negative if you don't do it. Yud Gimel. A person should not give away everything for hegdish, for tzedakah. And if you do it, you're over on the pasuk. She oimer mikola shaloi, v'loi kola shaloi k'mashbir chachamim. Because the pasuk says mikola shaloi. If you give of that which you have, but you can't give everything. The ein zu chasidus ala shtus. This is not a mid of chasidus. It's shtus. She ma'abed kol mamoino tzach lebrios. He's losing all his money, and he's going to have to come on to people to support him. And they won't have rachmanis on him. So first of all, let me explain why he's putting this piece in over here. Basically, what he's saying is that in the big picture, what this person did was not a tikkun, but a kilkul. He may have fed a few people, but then in the end, he himself is going to be missing out. And he's going to drain resources also. So in the big picture, he hasn't really done anything. He hasn't accomplished anything. And this is the type of thing about which Chazal said that a chosid shoyte destroys the world. Because in the big picture, the world is, he's lifted it up in one corner, and the other corner has fallen down, so he's accomplished nothing. Ella, a person should not give more than a chaymish. And now he says, and it's like it says in the pasuk, mechalkel dvarav b'mishpat, bein b'divitayb nevaylam. So this is really an extraordinary, I guess, instruction from the Rambam about how a person ought to live. In other words, if we're to look for a mantra for how does a person live his life, so the mantra is never do lots and lots of chesed, be totally devoted, give everything you have for Torah. The mantra is be mechalkel drochav b'mishpat. That a person should weigh himself and conduct himself in a way that's reasonable. I don't know, you know, there may not be one answer for that, but it's something that is there's something that is what's the right word for it? It's something that requires a weighing of two sides, and not always there are decisions to make. You can't get out of making decisions. So tachlis the best way to live is not any one thing, except, you know, in other words, not chesed, not this, not that. It's being weighing his things and being mechalkel dvarav b'mishpat. That is the best way to live. The best way to live is a weighted. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Kuf Yud Beis, and it says Toiv Ish Choinen Malva Yechalkol Devar B'Mishpat. That's the way the Rambam says is the ideal. He helps on the one hand Toiv Ish Choinen Malva, a person who gives to other people and he helps them, but whatever he needs, he's Mechalkol B'Mishpat. He does it responsibly, and you know he knows how to conduct his own affairs, so that A, on the one hand, he doesn't use more money than he needs to, but on the other hand, he's also has what he needs, so that he doesn't cause a shortage in a different way. Afilu bekarbonis she'adam chaya behen, harichas ha'teira l'momen v'amashiyovik fi masas yodai. Even the karbonis that a person is obligated to bring, the Torah says to bring kefi what you can. The Torah gave different gradations. So the things that you mechayv yourself, you certainly should be mechayv yourself only the things that you can do. So this is Rama's shita about different midas, where Rama speaks about going to any extreme in any one of the midas is not good. And the only thing that's good is reaching some sort of balance. And anytime you're talking about reaching some sort of balance, the seichel is automatically a player there. The seichel is the organ that weighs and judges is more needed, less needed, and so on. And that's called mechalkel d'varav b'mishpat. Okay. Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, during the war, right before the war, or was one of the tough years, I think it was World War I, was standing in a train station in, I think, Vilna or whatever, and a yeshiva bocher came over to him and he'd like to help him with his stuff, to do a chesed. And Rabbi Yaakov was very weary, because he felt that, you know, it's kind of suspicious, dangerous, whatever, and he didn't let the person touch it. He later found out something, that this person was a very chashva talmid chacham, a big bal musa, worked on this and so on. But Rabbi Yaakov felt that anhaga was out of place. And many years later, when he was a gia shidduch with one of his kids and this person, he declined because he felt doing a chesed with such extremes also lends itself to the question of mechalkel d'varav b'mishpat. You know, was the person going to an extreme in a way that really was past what you could say is normal, or and Rabbi Yaakov was very wary of that. Okay, the next one is Rambam Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel Perek Yud Gimel. This is a very, very famous Rambam, quoted many, many Musa Shmuzin. Yud Beis. V'loma lo yizocha Levi b'nachas Eretz Yisrael u'bebizasa im echov. Why was Levi not zeicha to a nach Eretz Yisrael or the biza with everybody else together? So the Ram says, Meishu huvdal labadis Hashem l'sharsoi u'lehoyres rochva yishor m'shpotav atzadikim l'rabim. He was set aside to be Ovid Hashem himself, to show other people his drachim, Shnem Yer Shetech L'Yakar, V'Sos Yisrael. Lefika Chuvdalu Midar Keholam. That's why Shevet Levi was set apart from any normal interaction with this world. In other words, there is something called Derech Eretz, which means the normal interaction with this world, the give and take of economics and everything else. Shevet Levi was removed from it because they were totally bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it works in both ways. If you are mufka from the world, you don't have to go fight battles, wars. You also don't have Yerusha. It's got to be, what's the right word for it? Consistent. If you're not part of this world, then you're not part of this world. Not l'chayv, not l'schus. If you are part of this world, you're part of this world both for chayv and schus.
Elohim Chel Hashem Shem Baruch Hashem Cheloi V'hu Baruch Hu Zeich Elohim
Shenem and Ichal Kol Machasecha. So it says very clearly that Shevet Levi was mufka from the normal halichas olam. They lived off maisrus, and gimel. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the one who supports them, that they're eating on the house, so to speak. Yud Gimel, the loy shevet levi levad. This gedder of living michutz la, what's the right word for it? Living michutz of the humanity, if so. The loy shevet levad el kol ish fi ish mikol boya olam, ashenod verucha isoy. Vehevino madoy libod lam Hashem shosel avdoy ladas Hashem, veholach yoshek mesha aso alekim, uporak matzavore oilach hashbeinus rabba shebikshin adam, harizen is kadosh kadosh kadoshim, vehi Hashem chelk nachlosi la oil mol melamim, vehi eskel bolam hazad of amaspik like mesha zochel han lalvim, redal shalom oma Hashem naskoisi maschalkim koisatom agroli. So this is very famous Rambam. That anybody who's not for ruchay, lamed Hashem shosay, that's he goes into the category of Levi. So everyone who believes in the musig of Shevet Levi, and people sitting and learning quote this Rambam quite often, they forget the Rambam in the beginning, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And yet we have to reconcile the two Rambams. I mean, they're very, very extreme, both of them. So how do you reconcile it? So first of all, the Rambam here makes a tenai that it says Asher Nod Verucha Oisei Vevina Mador Limod Lam Veshashar Oisei. The person needs to have a level of das that can say, okay, this person has. This person has decided to give his life for learning Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no shaykh or anything else really, and so on. So a person that can do that, then for sure this is Shevet Levi. But if a person is be'etzim part of this world, he handles, he does this, does that, the other thing, then it's hard to understand how he could be nichnas. In other words, all of a sudden he switches a button from being a regular, normal person buffeted by the normal Ritzinus type of this world. Now, haste, he's kulay dovik nashem, and so on. It can't be. So the question is, how do you distinguish the two paradigms of Rambam? So I think the simplest answer would be that the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is referring to somebody who's doing it. What's right word for it as a profession, so to speak. I'm looking for what profession should I go into. Okay, there's this, and there's Rabbanus. So Rabbanus is not so bad. Learning Kol is not so bad. And I think I'll choose that. That's terrible. That's the Chil Hashem, that creates the problem, that's so on. I also seen his writings a rub of a town. I mean, it's not practical today, but if he's his own Morad Asra person, a person who's a bar, Torah ben Torah, so he's able to, do his thing, and he's doing it because he's supposed to do Shevet Levi stuff. It's not another way to make a parnasa. He's not looking for careers and weighing and measuring. He feels I need to be the one who brings kachem and tires to the world. I need the one to be shakur in this. I need to feel that this is what I'm attached to, and I'm not part of this world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh him. In other words, what you're doing by becoming this, you're being mafkiyasa from the world. There's a price to pay for it, and there's benefits of it. So he says, V'loy shevet levi bulvad el kol ish v'ish mikol boya oilam. They don't inherit by the dint of their own koach haguf. Yud gimel. V'loy shevet levi bulvad, ela kol ish vish mikol boi ha'olam, ashenod merucha isay. anybody who has nidvas ruach, in other words, it has to come as an ideal. It has to come as something where you're bucking the tide. That's almost the way it has to be. So the person removes himself from any type of attachment to this world. So all the cheshbonos, everything else that a person has, then he drops. I raise his kach kadoshim. V'yishem chelk v'chasil oylam ol me'alamim. V'yiskele b'alam hazad b'amaspek loy. K'mashal kanavim. And in this world, he'll have enough to live on, like the level of kahanim levim. Harei dover shalom oma Hashem nas chelki v'koisi atok toy mekorali. So we have a Rambam here who does very much support the learning of people and so on. The reconciliation of the two Rambams is that one is talking about a person who's going ahead to do learning almanas as a parnasit. It sounds to him like a good job, good paid job, great benefits, I don't know, whatever, versus somebody who's doing it out of idealism and so on. I think that seems to be the primary nafkimina in the Rambam. The Rambam does say where does he say it? Yeah, in Pirkei Avos, he says that the resolution of the two steers in the Rambam is that if there's a way to provide for people in a way that's bekavadik, then that definitely is the best. So the person he doesn't get money from the people, but he gets hours that his business has no competition and stuff like that. So that's legitimate and that's good. But the Rambam says anyone who's not veruchos if evinoi madoi. In other words, Kodesh Kedoshim is the type of Kedusha that's completely divorced in this world. So a person can bring himself into that matziv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him that he'll have what he needs to live on. He's the chances are vastly that he'll be making much less than somebody who's out in the, you know, doing something else. But tachlis, he will find that his needs are being met no matter what. So, again, the Rambam here is very, very sharp about it, and this has become certain circles, the Rambam very quotes, versus the other Rambam that some other people quote all the time, because everyone's got their Rambam. And the resolution that Rambam writes is in Pirush HaMishnayos, and he says, if you arrange a person's parnasa b'kavod, that's perfectly fine. What he doesn't like is people who become stuck in cases because they're in Shevet Levi. Okay, we have one more. In Perek Me'ila, Halacha, so this is the end of Avodah, actually, in Rambam. Perek Ches, the last Halacha. Roy loy la'odom lisbeinein b'mishpeti ha'tora k'doysha v'leida sefinyon f'yikoychay. A person should think about the Halachas of the Torah and try to understand them as far as he can. But something that he doesn't find a reason behind it, he shouldn't make fun of it. So the Rambam says to avoid all costs the people who are who say, you know what, if it doesn't make any sense, then what for? So, on the one hand, we're mechuyev to try to make sense of everything, and to make that That's our Torah, really. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. His approach should not be like other things that are choil. Boy urei kama hichmira Torah b'miila. Uma im etzem v'avonim v'ofa v'eifa kim shekho Hashem adoyna oylam aleihem b'dvarim bolvad niskatshu v'chalanoig b'minek choil malba v'afila yishayu tzor kapora kavachayim u'lemitzvah shirok na'kadosh baruch shivet adoben v'shiyadet haiman. So it's a very interesting mashal that the Ram uses. The Ram says this halacha is of Me'ila is sort of teaches you about everything else that's Kodesh that you're not allowed to revolt against it. And you shouldn't think about the person in charge of Akadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't think about him in, I can sort of figure out Akadosh Baruch Hu and agree and disagree. Chukim chaktil chavein chavishus lahar behen. V'yitzah shal adam noikva behen. So the problem is, in these situations, the person's yitzaharif really pushes hard. V'um esayil meishiv aleim, going to subsar chazir, subsar basibachol, these are all chukim. V'oig larufa paradum esay mishaleach, v'kamo yadavar amelech meitztayim en aminim ma'akum, shem shivam chukim. Davar amelech was very, very annoyed by the goyim who would constantly badger him about Torah Shebikhtav with all sorts of kashes and so on. V'kama hoyim David HaMelech mitztaya min aminim u'min ha'akum sheyimeshivim al ha'chukim. V'kol zman sheyroifim ha'yisei b'tshuvois ha'sheker sheyroch v'koyitz ha'sodom. And as long as these roifim kept using stock physical tightness, the more they kept badgering him, the more he became dovek in Torah. Shenema tofla sheker zedim ani becholev etzavukidecha. Vnema sham veinian kom to sechamuna sheker the funas ani cholakabonis kulam cholchukim heim. So Lemaisa, he learns a very interesting Musa Haskell over here. It's kind of a bit off the beaten path. I don't know anyone else to say it, but that's how the Rama learns it. Okay, I have to go soon. Any questions? Any points? Okay. Yeah. He's obviously addressing them that they'll get it. I don't know if it means he could have it in different ways. Well, you know, the problem is if you keep looking back, then it's not a test. You know, it says somebody's voice in nefesh. I don't know. I guess in everything, if it's not genuine, if it's not done right, then it's not it. Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem next week, I think, should be okay, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, B'sedi Gamar. Take care, night. What?